Good afternoon and welcome to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sinamung. These are the top stories. Inhabitants of the center region are complaining about the excessive presence of rats around their homes. The role of intercultural dialogue for achieving peace has come under the spotlight in the southwest region as the Globe today observes the International Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development. And in today's regional news, we will make a stop over in the Mayoluti Division of the North Region to discover the Guma Dance. These and more will be yours in a moment. The Globe today observes the International Day for Cultural Diversity, Dialogue and Development. Today, May 21, the observance of this day is a reflection of the role of intercultural dialogue for achieving peace and sustainable development. Our Southwest Regional Correspondent Ndoton Diale reports that living together is a reality in that part of the country. Her report.
The Southwest region, and Boya in particular, known for its hospitality, has been a hub for intercultural tolerance. In the region, both nationals from other parts of the country and non-nationals live together peacefully. Most of the non-natives are well established with their families and freely integrate in community life. Great Opo is one of such neighborhoods in Boya subdivision that harbor many non-natives. His Royal Majesty Etina Monono is the chief of Great Opo.
Being a cosmopolitan village, non-indigents are 70% of the population, made up of Nigerians who are a good number, a lot of Northwesterners, a lot of Bamiliki people, a lot of Banwa people, and virtually every tribe in Cameroon is represented. You have a Wondo people here, Basa people make up a good population, and most of them have been here from when I was even a child in this village. They are a good part of this population, and they continue to be part of the population with whom we interact on a daily basis. Most of the non-indigenous have married our Bakri women, and some of our Bakri men too have married the non-indigenous women. This relationship has continued to a point where you find families that are part Igbo, part Bakri, part Bamenda, part Bakri, and fully integrated in this society where we do a lot of trading and other activities.
Acceptance, recognition of cultural diversity, as well as respect and mutual understanding, has been the bedrock that has fostered peace, stability, and development, not only in Boya, but in other key towns in the southwest region that have been recognized as a safe haven by non-natives. Ndoto Diale, for the regional news in Boya.
And residents in the capital city frown at the overpresence of rats in and around their homes. Irene Mantia-Yonge of CRTV Center visited the Karien neighborhood of Yaoundé and reports that the rats have become a major nuisance as they bite and wound people while they are asleep as they compete for food and space. Let's take a listen.
Rats have resorted to eating human toes and fingers in some neighborhoods in the capital city, Yaoundé. In one of the households visited at the Karia neighborhood, the outburst was one of its kind, as children as young as 6 to 15 years were seen languishing in pain to their rat experiences.
When I was sleeping in the night, I felt something biting my toes. I screamed, and then I saw two rats jumping off my bed. My toes were bleeding and paining me too much. In the morning, my father took me to the hospital for rabies test and infection. Thank God my results were negative. I now put on socks when I want to sleep because I am afraid of rats.
I was sleeping in the night and all of a sudden I had some pains on my finger. I wanted to see it and there was blood coming out from there. I noticed something was pinchy, but I could not imagine that it was a rat. Eating fingers and from my legs also. It's wounded. It's paining me. I cannot wear shoes. It ate my junior ones also.
Findings revealed that these rodents live almost exclusively in areas of human habitation, irrespective of how clean the environment is. Generally, the rodents equally live in woodlands, dongs, slums, and suburbs. White parents in these neighborhoods affected step up hygienic practices and put rat poison to eradicate these rodents. Some naturopaths in the center region recommend that when people have many rats invading their homes, especially those that behave like human beings, in the evening, they should take some quantity of charcoal, light it, and when it has started burning, throw a handful of garlic and some achu spices, then allow it to burn totally. This, they say, is a magical potion to chase rats around the home. Irene Mante Ayonge for the regional news in the center.
From Angola Town, we go over to the grass field where members of different communities of the Northwest region have been making consistent efforts to build their resilience and promote development as a way out of the socio-political upheaval. Through projects by cultural associations, civil society actors, and the government, more victims of the violence in the region are bouncing back and charting new paths for themselves. Meantime, the administration of the region continues to solicit the population to strengthen collaboration with the armed forces for a more stable society. Mercy Kusi reports.
In the Northwest, a good number of non-governmental organizations are mainstreaming humanitarian assistance and protection into their programs. The program coordinator of the Strategic Humanitarian Services, Billian Nui Kagan, says through such interventions, several downtrodden people have been able to live normal lives again.
We have been able to provide people with shelter, psychosocial and case management, and give them some livelihood skill that they can be able to regain their self-esteem.
Another sign of vibrancy in the region has been the number of cultural and social groups coming in to give back to their communities, promote education, and preach peace. Through their back-to-school project, a group of women from Mankan, known as Kanikwi Mankan, has provided relief to children whose education had been affected by the crisis.
We want to encourage them to develop this community. A lot has been going through for the past year, and we want to change the trend of things.
Some areas hitherto considered as red zones have become more stable thanks to security operations, as Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique explains.
All over the Northwest region, special operations are ongoing. We reassure the population that the security services are taking necessary measures to secure the Northwest region.
More people are creating new businesses and are being groomed to see opportunities beyond the obvious challenges in the region. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
From Bamenda, we go over to the far north region where the sale of fresh foodstuff is a thriving business in Marwa. Our far north regional correspondent Faith Ngwang reports on how these petty traders are faring despite the increase in the prices of fuel. Her report.
Abattoir Market in Marwa, a veritable fresh food hall. But the journey from farm to market is often a harrowing one.
I sell plantain and cocoyams. I have to wake up very early in the morning to select. It's very expensive now with the increase in the price of food.
I sell green spices, ginger and garlic. The spices come from Mukulu. I place my order and it's delivered to me.
Once on the stalls, conservation becomes another tough equation to solve.
Business is good, but with this heat, spices rot.
When the plantain gets bad, we lose. On the flip side of the negatives, fresh food vendors are stuck to their business because the yields are not negligible.
Some days I sell 70 to 80,000 and other days I sell 50,000.
I feel a whole family. Some have even graduated from school. I eat, I dress up and send children to school.
On weekends I sell 30 to 50,000 and a bit more on weekdays. I have two wives and three children. I also help my parents.
Come rain, come shine, come the benefits and the losses. Habitués of fresh food business say they have learned to adapt to the ups and downs of the trade. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
And you're listening to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV. Diverse opinions have been raised by some Bamenda denizens on the necessity to celebrate the death of their relatives after their demise. While some persons consider it a waste of money, others believe it's a way of paying tribute to their loved ones. Ola Titanki compiled their views in this report for the Regional News.
It is a tradition in most villages in the Northwest region that when a person dies and is buried, a date is chosen to do a memorial celebration, fondly called Cry Die. Some families might do this traditional ritual immediately or wait for months and even years before organizing another celebration to perform the rites. But some residents in Bamenda find this cultural practice as a waste of finances and time.
In some family, they will say you have to bring 10 goat, 10 pigs, you have to bring this crate of drinks just to come and pour some libation and feed the community and find the family heavily indebted. Whatever thing we do when somebody is dead, we are barely wasting resources and time.
Why do we go and evoke the spirit of the dead? Somebody will die after 5 years. You could not even give him bread for 50. You could not even visit him, because many people do it for show off.
Meanwhile, to some persons, it is a cherished practice that brings unity and reconciliation.
It's just an opportunity for us to reflect and to thank God for the lives they live, those who have died, and for keeping us who are still alive.
It's not like it's written somewhere that you must do it after a year or after 2 or after 6 months. Some people do it there and then and they are done. There is no specific period.
The decision to organize a memorial celebration, fondly called Cry Die, in this part of the country immediately or years after the death of a person depends on the family concerned, as this is a tradition in the Northwest which is still very much practiced. Ola Titanki for the Regional News in Bamenda.
We now go over to Akonolinga in the Nyong and Fumu division of the Central Region to have a taste of a famous delicacy, the kanga fish. In popular gatherings or on daily menus of some restaurants in the locality, the kanga fish is most often cherished by the locals. Maimon Anjuya tells us more from CRTV Center.
Every locality in the Central Region has its specificity, and when mention is made of Akonolinga, people will be quick to say the town of kanga fish. This attribute is recognizable through the monument built at the heart of this locality, situated some 112 kilometers away from the nation's political capital, Yaounde. Again, the Nyong River in Akonolinga is an indication that fish is within reach, and particularly the kanga fish. The open-air restaurant around the river known as Kanga Plage, as well as the reputed sales point a few meters away from the river, says it all. Interestingly, the transactions around the kanga fish are peculiar. Be it with the help of wheelbarrows or on the street, sellers propose this fish type at different prices depending on sizes.
I cook kanga fish, yodom, mese, palm oil, tomato, and onion. Very sweet, very nice.
I am eating kanga every day because kanga is a good fish.
The kanga fish is very much cherished to the extent that some people in Akonolinga are ready to wait for hours in some restaurants in order to eat this traditional meal.
We come here to eat kanga, but it is not ready now. We are going to wait small time before eating.
Appetizing, delectable, and delicious, the kanga fish is on every menu in Akonolinga until you get a taste of it.
Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center. Thank you, Maimuna, and we continue on our discovery journey. This time around, we make a stop over in the Mayoluti division of the North Region to find out one of the attractions of the people, the Guma dance. The Guma is a mythical dance which, according to the indigenous people, symbolizes the birth of twins and thus performed only on special occasions by men and teenage girls who, at a certain moment of the dance, exposed their breast as demanded by tradition. We have more on the particularities of the dance with Julius Niba.
The Guma dance performed by the Gida people is more than an artistic display of culture to the indigenes of Mayoluti in the North Region, as it is a true channel of traditional expression. In addition to celebrating the birth of twins, the Guma dance is a cultural display that symbolizes courage and bravery of the people and is usually performed during very important ceremonies, as we hear from Dr. Albert Dufisa, president of the Executive Bureau of the Association for the Preservation and Promotion of Gida Culture.
La fête des jumeaux chez nous.
The celebration of twins for us is one of the most important cultural festivities. So, it is a dance to celebrate twins and also an annual festival for the Gida house. For us, from December to February, all the villages celebrate, except in March. It is also worthy to mention that Guma is the name of the instrument used to play the dance. Meanwhile, the dancers, mostly young girls, wear cowrie shells called kutit or bukru in the Gida language and crowns on their heads with a loincloth tied around their chest. The fabrication and sales of these artistic objects used to perform the Guma dance is therefore a source of income to locals like Jacqueline Turuku.
This we call bukru. We wear it on the neck, this on the waist, and this one on the back.
Given the pride of place the Guma dance holds in the life of the people of Gida in the Mayoluti, officials of the Association for the Preservation and Promotion of Gida Culture, APSPROC, are doing all they can, in addition to working in close collaboration with the authorities of the Regional Delegation of Arts and Culture, to preserve the Guma dance and other aspects of their cultural heritage for posterity. Julius Neba for the Regional News, Garwa.
And that does it for today's Regional News, in which you heard inhabitants of the Center Region are complaining about the excessive presence of rats around their homes. The role of intercultural dialogue for achieving peace has come under the spotlight in the Southwest as the Globe today, May 21, observes the International Day for Cultural Diversity for Dialogue and Development. And in today's Regional News, we made a stopover in the Mayoluti Division of the North Region to discover the Guma dance performed during special occasions by men and teenage girls who exposed their breasts at a moment of the dance as demanded by tradition. The Regional News was presented by Vanessa Wunang Sinamung. Luncheon Date continues with